Amen. This is definitely a word in due season, and I just bless the Lord for it. Amen. And I want you to turn to the first book of John, and we're going to begin in verse 18, chapter 5, verse 18. First book of John, chapter 5, verse 18. And in light of the tragic events that have been happening lately, my Lord, the loss of Charlie Kirk just recently, amen, within the last 2 weeks, and even events that have been occurring in the past, we really need to know who we are. Where are we standing in the midst of all these events and conflicts? Are we in the light, or are we darkness? Are we light, or are we darkness? Amen. So my message is titled today, Light versus Darkness. And I pray that you are blessed with this message. Amen. And I want to go into 1 John 5:19, and we're going to begin in 18. And it says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, and in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Amen. Let me tell you something. In the Garden of Eden, when we go back to that garden, Adam and Eve chose to unplug from God. They chose independence. They chose to die spiritually. In other words, they unleashed darkness into the world. But in this scriptures, we say that we who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in God. We are in him. And the wicked one cannot touch us in Jesus' yes. name, because we are light. We are life. We have been saved by grace, and it's all done through faith. Amen. And we are right now, this nation, we are in a real battle of darkness.
Yes.
And it continues yes. today. And many people, church, many people, even most, I can say even most people would take issue with this statement that we just read. Because here, and I don't know about your Bible, but in verse 19, I have words in italic, and it says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies, and in italic, it says, under the sway of the wicked one, meaning that there are many people, even Christians, that are being easily deceived by the tactics and the subtleness of the enemy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Of his voice. Amen. And this is what this italic here in my verse is referring to. So it's not a statement that many people are comfortable with, especially Christians, but the truth is the truth. And that's because they love the world. Many Christians still, till this day, love the world and have an inflated opinion of mankind. But here in scripture, hallelujah, the scriptures Amen. Reveal that without Christ, we really are not powerful at all. We are really nothing. There's not much we can do without Christ. And we Amen. Were by nature the children of the devil. Remember, before you got saved, we were by nature the children of darkness, of the enemy. We were headed straight to the pit of hell. Amen. We were Amen. Headed to a dark place. And this is an absolutely true statement, that only believers are of God, and the rest of the world has been caught up in wickedness. There is so much evil around us. Just look around. Just look at the news. There's evil around us all the time. We are surely are living in the last days.
Yes, we are.
Hallelujah. We're going to go through a bunch of scriptures today, so be very patient, but God has a message for you and me today. Isaiah 9:2. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah 9:2 says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Amen. This is a prophetic word from the prophet Isaiah. This was a prophecy of the coming king, the Messiah, that would bring light and salvation to people living in spiritual darkness. Amen. And if we go to Matthew, the book of Matthew, it even quotes it there in Matthew 4:16. You know, it quotes it right there, you know, where Jesus, when he began his ministry in Galilee, even this scripture is quoted here too. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. The Messiah has come. The light of the world is here. Amen. Remember in the book of Isaiah, there was so much prophetic word pointing to the Lord Jesus, because the Israelites, they had been doomed. They were captive. They had rebelled against God. They were troubled. Amen. They were going through it. Amen. But the prophetic work of the Lord said, I have someone that I'm going to send, and it is the coming king, the Messiah, and he's going to be the savior of the world. His light is going to shine upon you, even over darkness. Even if you're living spiritually in darkness, light, his light will overcome darkness. Amen. Let's go back to the first book of John, and let's go to chapter 1 in verse 5. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message which we have heard from him, meaning God, and declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. God is light. In him was life, and the light of men. Light is life. Amen. Death is still hanging over the earth. Yes, we know that. But we are vessels of light, church. God has called us to be light. And darkness can never, listen to me, darkness can never extinguish the light. Darkness has no antidote, no power over light. Darkness is evil, but the light has come to shine over it. Amen. Light here stands for everything that is good, everything that is true, everything that is holy. This is what light represents. We read it in scriptures before. Jesus came. He is the bread of life. He is called truth in the book of Revelation. He is called faithful. He is called holy. And light here stands for holiness, stands for everything that is good, just like God is. And just as life can't exist without light, so everything good and right can't exist without God.
Amen.
Let me tell you, we cannot exist without God. Amen. Right. We were created by him. Amen. And we cannot walk this walk without the Lord. It is impossible. Yes. You will die quickly. You will die spiritually quickly. You will fall into the hands of the enemy quickly. And we're here to tell you, God is here to say that I am good. God is good. And here we say, God is too good as light is to our eyes. We can't see without light, and we can't perceive good without God. Amen. That's a reality, church. We cannot perceive good without God, because God is good.
Yes, he is.
And there is nothing evil or wrong in God. So many people call God bad and evil, and that he places sickness on people. He does none of that, and he is none of that. Amen. Mm-hmm. We serve a good God, a God that is pure and light, who all he wants is for us to excel in his goodness, for us to prosper in him. Amen. This is why the third book of John, I'm not going there, third book of John 2:1 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper." Amen. And in all things, and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Amen. So as your life, as you begin to renew your mind, as you begin to serve God, prosperity will fall in your hands. Health, good health, divine health, you will walk in. But you have to be in the renewing of your mind, because you need to be more and more like the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You gotta be an example of him. The word says, as he is, so are we. As the Lord is, so are we in this world. So God is pure. He's light. He is good, and he's truth. Evil or bad does not exist in God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's comprehend that evil and bad does not exist in God. Amen. James 1:7. Let's go there. The book of James 1:7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. James 1:7 says, "For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." This is the right one. Oh, I'm sorry. 1:17. Never mind. 1:17. James 1:17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Amen. God is good. God is good, and he gives good gifts and perfect gifts. This earth right here, this earth where we live in, it is blessed with love, with abundance, with healing, with prosperity, with joy, with peace. Hallelujah. And it is good because it all came from God. We serve a good God. We serve a great God. And he has blessed us with all these good things. And this verse right here, it is speaking of God not being the author of our temptations. On the contrary, James is here saying that God only puts good and perfect opportunities in our paths.
Amen.
Amen. Adversity will come, but not from God, because God is good. And if it is good, it is God, and it is from God. If it is bad, it is the devil. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it is the devil. John 10:10 says, "The devil does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy." But in John 10:10, the word says that I have come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So church, God is always good. God is always good. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9. I love this verse. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That's right. God chose us. He called us from dark, and he brought us into his light. We have direct access to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Our Father. We are God's nation. This is what verses are saying. We are God's nation. We are his holy nation. Amen. We represent the Lord. We represent His light. We represent His truth. And He brought us from the dark pit that we were in, and He brought us into His light of His kingdom light. Really.
Amen.
He brought us into His kingdom of light, because God is light. Amen. So we, His people, we proclaim His praises, because He brought us out. He brought us out from that dark place into His marvelous light. How can we not praise the Lord? How can we not worship the Lord when He took us out of that hole? Amen. That dark hole, that dark pit. And He brought us into His kingdom palace.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not worship Him? Amen. This is why He sent Jesus. Jesus came to give us a life that we can live it in abundance. Amen. Yes, life has some troubles of its own, but let us not be conformed to man's ways of thinking and doing things. Let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Look at what Romans 12:2 says. Amen. Let's go there, because it's really good to just read scripture. When we read it out loud, you know, this is how we build up our faith. Faith comes by hearing the word, because the word is good. And when you get a revelation from the Lord, hallelujah, your faith gets built up. Amen. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. Again, we've been saying this. The world is dark. We're living in a dark world. This world is really corrupted, and it's thirsting for evil instead of good. Like, we see this in the news. This world is thirsting for evil instead of good.
Yeah,
amen. Good. And the word He is telling us, we need to be transformed. We got to renew our minds. And we shouldn't be suffering the lies of the world. We shouldn't be suffering the lies of doctrine or the strongholds of this world. We shouldn't be suffering wrong thinking. But we need to begin to replace, hallelujah, these lies with the truth of God. We got to recognize that there is darkness, but still choose to walk in the light.
In the light. Amen. Amen.
You still got to choose to walk in the light, because you are light. You are the salt and light of the world. This is who you are. This is your identity in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you. He called you to walk in the light, to walk in His light. And it's so true that many believers are so caught up in wickedness. We see it. We see Christians doing abominable things. That things that you're not supposed to be even plugging into. We hear about it on the news. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. They're still choosing to walk in darkness. Why? I don't get it. Why? Hallelujah. Instead of walking in the light.
Amen.
They're so caught up with the evil things of this world. But you know why this is happening? Because they have not renewed their minds by the word of God. And they have made the life that they have just expose darkness out of it, because they're not intentionally going into the word and renewing their mind to see this is what the word says, and they're not applying the word of God to their life.
Blinders.
Yes. They are blindfolded. But the Lord came to unveil us. The Lord came and He removed those blindfolders. But what are we doing about it?
Mm.
Many Christians are still tapping. They have one foot in and one foot out. They have one foot in and one foot out. They're not stable in the one side, which is the side of light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. Amen. Because you know, people are watching. You're a walking testimony to so many people. So if you're tapping in both worlds, then you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're confused, that's not of God, then that's of the enemy.
Amen.
So which side are you going to choose? Amen. Hallelujah. But the reality is that we believers, we do possess God's quality of life. We were made in his image. We were made in his likeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we should be manifesting daily. Christian believers walking in the light, we should be manifesting daily the light of the Lord. The light of glory should be reflected on your body, coming out of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord Jesus lives in us. Amen. And the reality is that once transformation takes place through the renewing of our minds, we will never be the same. You got to accept that once you begin to renew your mind and not be conformed to the thinking of this world, you will never be the same, because you are going to be changed by the word of God. And change turns into transformation. And transformation gives you total change, total standing with God, that whatever happens, you will not be moved, because now you know your identity in Christ, and that is to stand as the light, stand as a light, as a beacon of light. That's what you're called to do, to stand and move as a beacon of light in this world.
Amen.
And not tap into or fall into the wicked things of men. Amen. That do not serve God. Praise the Lord that we have his word that is forever transforming our minds. Amen. And this is something that we have to do daily. This is not a just one-time thing. This is why it's so important to be in the word. The one of the songs that we just played, it says, the more I seek you, the more I find you. Amen. We got to be seeking the Lord. We got to be in his presence at all times. Amen. We got to continue to be transformed to the image, amen, and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called us to be his representatives. We are his soldiers. We are his vessels of light. We are his vessels of honor. Amen. Let's go to the Gospel of John chapter 3. And let's go to verse 19. And this is the Lord speaking. Amen. If you have a Bible with red lettering, that means the Lord Jesus is speaking here. So John 3:19, look at what it says. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. We see that today, church. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Amen. You know what? Men who do evil, they don't care. They don't care if they are exposed. Amen. We don't care either, because the light, we are light, and the light exposes all everything that's good about us. Amen. Everything that's good about Christ. Amen. But look at verse 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light. We see that. They seem to prefer, for some reason, corruption, evil, and hate light. They are choosing to remain in darkness, just like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they unleashed darkness. They gave place to the enemy. Amen. They gave over their authority, their dominion, and their power to the enemy in the Garden of Eden. But God Amen. Sent his son, and prophecy was fulfilled, and the light came into the world, and darkness could not stand it. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus That's right. was the light of the world, is the light is. Of the world. Amen. Mm-hmm. While he was in it. Amen. And now we are the light of the world as he shines through us. Amen. Is the Lord shining through you today? Amen. Mm-hmm. I hope so. Amen. And sinners, they run from the light of God just in the same way that if you seen cockroaches, they run from the light. Amen. And mm-hmm. sinners do the same. They don't want to be around light. It actually bothers them. Amen. But we are called to be the light, and we are called to shine brightly. In the midst of this world, in the midst of darkness, we are called to shine bright. Amen. Yes. So we got to recognize, church, that we are in a spiritual battle. It's light versus darkness. We're seeing it today. We need to choose today which side we are on. And you got to begin to declare, I am the light. I walk in the light. Amen. We choose. God doesn't choose for us. We choose where are we going to stand. Are we going to say we're the light, or are we going to say we are evil and dark? No, we are the light of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 5. I told you I have many scriptures today. Amen. But the Lord, he is trying to make a point. Amen.
Isaiah
5:20. Isaiah 5:20, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is what it says. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe. This is Isaiah prophesying. Woe to those people that begin to call good evil. Whoa. And this is back then, right? This is a prophetic word back way long time ago. Amen. But isn't that what's happening today? Uh-huh. Evil is now good, and good is now evil among policymakers of our day. They are doing everything they can to turn America, the United States of America, into Sodom and Gomorrah. And we need help. Church, we need help. Imagine America being turned by policymakers into Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord, have mercy.
Headed that way.
Mm-hmm. Lord, have mercy. God, help us where we are today. This is why it's so important for us to pray for the leadership in this country, in this nation, the leaders in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We are the light. God has chosen us to be a light in this dark world. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 26, and let's go to verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Acts 26, 18. Well, let's go to 17. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Amen. So this is a word for all of us. We need to open our eyes, amen, and replace the lies with the truth of God. We need to preach the good news to people. Darkness, if we remain in darkness, it will kill us. So we cannot stay there. We cannot remain in darkness. And there's many, many Christians today that they are still tapping into the darkness, some of the darkness and evil things of the world. We are among dark influencers. We are among unbelievers, and we are walking in it. We're walking in this world. This world is filled with both believers and unbelievers, with good and bad. Amen. With good and evil. Amen. But we as Christians, as vessels of light. We gotta guard our hearts and not fall into the trap of men, not fall into the trap of the enemy. We gotta get our eyes open, like Sister Venice said. We gotta get our eyes open and begin to discern our surroundings and move over into the light and remain there. We gotta remain in the light.
Amen.
You cannot choose to be in the light today and in darkness tomorrow or even later on today. No, you got to remain and remain stable in the light of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got to remain with your eyes open. Do not allow anything or any word to cloud your vision. You got to remain in the light. Colossians. Amen. Colossians, let's go to the book of Colossians 1:13. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
And it says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness, talking about the Lord Jesus, power of darkness, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen. This is the Lord Himself. God delivered us from the power of darkness. Don't say to yourself, I'm not trying to get delivered. Say and confess, I am delivered. Because Amen. It's a present thing. When you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were sealed instantly with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you are delivered. You are saved. You are healed. Amen. And we are free because of the Lord Jesus. We've been transformed. The word here saying we've been transformed into the kingdom of light. Today, we've been transformed where there is no fear in that kingdom of light, where there is no guilt in that kingdom of light, where there is no condemnation in that kingdom of light. And Amen. People need to see us walking in the light. So choose freedom and walk in the light of Jesus. Turn down the lies of the enemy. Turn down the lies of the media. My God, how they just exaggerate the lies in the media.
Yes.
We got to turn down the lies, amen, and replace them with the truth. The truth of God's word makes you free. And you shouldn't try. You should just believe and trust it is already done. It's already done. The Lord Jesus said it at the cross. It is done. It is finished. You are free, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you are free, you're walking in the light of Jesus. And again, there is so much evil and hate going on in this world today. But can I tell you something? We cannot let that suck the light out of us. Because that's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants to take all that light out of us. We cannot allow that. As a matter of fact, we gotta shine even brighter for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Shine brighter with the truth. Shine brighter with the liberty and the freedom that God has afforded you. Amen. Mm-hmm. God paid, the Lord Jesus paid a really high cost for us to walk in the light and to walk in His freedom. Amen. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And let's go to verse 8. Ephesians 5:8. And it says, For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It's very simple. We were once dark, but now we are light. So walk as a child of light. Don't shrink back. And from who you are, but be the light. It's the nature of Christians to walk in the light and not in darkness. If Christians were rightly informed of who they are, like we just studied in the last 2 weeks, who are we in the Lord? We are our identity. We are the light of Jesus. And to know what they have in Christ and how we are holy in him, it would just naturally flow. Our righteousness, holiness would naturally flow through us if we know who we are in Christ. This is why it's so important for you to know your identity in Christ. Who are you in Christ? And these were the last two lessons we did in the Bible studies. We went deep about your identity, who you are in Christ, who you were, hallelujah, and who you are today after you received the Lord. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You are just. You are the light. You are more than an overcomer. Amen. Hallelujah. You are holiness because holiness comes from the Lord. If the Lord says to you, be holy for I am holy, that means it is possible for you to walk in holiness, just like it's possible for you to walk in the light of Jesus.
Amen.
And when you know your identity in Christ, then it would just, holiness, righteousness, doing good will just flow naturally out of you.
Amen.
Because it's our nature now. We have the nature of God now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Let's go to verse 9. Matthew 24, 9. This is what it says. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Amen. And Jesus here was speaking to the Jews in this discourse here. It has already come to pass that the Jews have hated all the nations. They hated the Lord. They couldn't stand him. Amen. They had the Messiah right in front of them, and they didn't believe he was the Messiah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord added here in these verses, he noted and he added that they would be hated for his name's sake. Any person that believes in the Lord Jesus will be hated for his name's sake. Amen. And we have witnessed that. Some of us have witnessed persecution, how they have labeled us holy rollers. They labeled us with such names. They mock us for our Christian belief. Amen. But Jesus already warned us about it. And here in the book, you know, it says that the Holy Ghost would give them special direction as to what to speak to their accusers. And that's found in the Gospel of Mark. But God has given us the Holy Spirit so we can have discernment. He is the revealer of all truth. He guides us. He gives us words to use against our accusers. Amen. We know that one word can change the path of somebody.
Uh-huh.
And the direction. If they were heading towards east and the Lord wanted them to head west, just one word will make them turn around and head towards the Lord.
Amen.
That's all it takes, one word. Amen. And this leaves no doubt that Jesus was more directly speaking to his followers here. And we are his followers today. Christians will be hated of all nations before the end comes. So we need to decide today, am I going to walk in darkness and fear, or am I going to walk in the light and faith? We have a choice to make. We choose. Which path are we going to continue to walk on? Amen. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. In verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 5, it says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Amen. So here we are. God has called us to be sons of light, not of darkness. And again, this is our new identity in Christ. And it comes with responsibilities. We have to keep replacing lies with truth and remain in the light, because darkness is picking up speed. May I repeat myself? Darkness is picking up speed. There's a lot of evil stuff going on. There's a lot of darkness around us. Amen. And we need to choose where we're going to serve. Are we going to serve light or are we going to serve darkness? Amen. This is a word for all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 6, let's go to verse 35. I really believe this is a word for today. This is a word in due season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in the midst of everything that's happening, we're almost done. But the Gospel of Luke 6:35 says, but love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Did you read that? Amen. Did you read that? It's telling us.
Yes.
This is the Lord Jesus speaking. Love your enemies. So we have to choose love of God among haters. We're the light, right? We stand in the light. We're moving in the light. And God right here, if you have red letters in your Bible, this is the Lord Himself speaking. Choose love of God among your haters. And this we cannot do with our flesh. We can only do this by and with Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You cannot do this on your own. You gotta allow the Holy Spirit to bring that truth, bring that word of God, and just let it sit there. Chew on it. Amen. Let it plant itself there, because a lot of us want to pay evil for evil. But no, that's not what the Lord is saying. He says, love your enemies, even though they hate you. Amen. And in the context of this verse, very clearly it's teaching us that we should treat everyone the same. Everyone well, not just those who treat us well. We need to treat even the ones that treat us bad. We gotta treat them well. Amen. Because what would Jesus do? He would treat them well. He would love on His haters. Amen. Hallelujah. And another scripture tells us, pray for your enemies, bless your enemies, and love on your enemies. Amen. We've seen that in scripture. Amen. So God is telling us that if we do that, there is a great reward. You see, because God is good. God knows. God knows that we are going to be hated, because if they hated Him, they're going to hate us. Why? Because we represent the light. We represent truth. Amen. And here we just read it. God is kind. Amen. Even to the unthankful and evil. So all things come from God. And His goodness leads us into repentance. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to not pay evil for evil, but to pay evil with good. Because people are watching. Amen. And they see the goodness of God in you. And they see the light of Jesus in you. And you shines. Whatever's good of God is shining out of you. Your words should be words of life, words of edification, even when people treat you bad. Amen. Because what happens? Goodness leads into repentance. And you never know how your position, the position you take as standing in the light, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of mockery, in the midst of rejection, You don't know how the other person, you may lead them into repentance by your actions because you are modeling the Lord. And this is the gospel of the good news. And this is what we share among others. So I ask you again, which side are you on? Are you going to continue to walk in the light or are you going to tap into darkness? Amen. Hallelujah. It is difficult to love your enemies, but it's not impossible. Amen. If God did it, we can do it too. Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit, yes, we can. Love your enemies, pray for them, and bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Last scriptures. Let's go to, this is the last scripture we have, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Go to 4 and let's go to, I believe it's verse 1. Amen. We're going to read verse 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. The Lord is saying, preach the word. In other words, preach the truth. Be the light. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's happening now. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Amen. This is a charge from the Lord today. This verse is telling us to preach the word, to be ready in and out of season. We got to be ready at all times. We got to be ready to share the good news, to share the word, share your testimony of God, how good God is and what God has done in your life. If we are the light, then this is what we are called to do, to share the good news of the gospel. And the time is right now. It's not tomorrow, it's now. And we know that people don't like sound doctrine. Amen. People, unfortunately, some pastors preach what people want to hear, but they're not preaching the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
And that's we're right. Called to bring correction and love. We're called to bring truth. So when you hear a word here and there's a conviction upon you, it's not I, it is the Holy Spirit. It is the truth of the word of God that's bringing conviction. But we gotta tell you sound doctrine. I'm here to tell you the truth about the word. And I've gone through numerous scriptures today showing you that we are the light. We have been called the light. We are the salt of this world. God has given us an identity, and we got to walk and move in this identity. And so many people, as we see today, they have turned away from the truth. Mm-hmm. And they keep turning from the truth of the gospel. Amen. But we have to stand steadfast. We have to be unmovable. I don't care what comes out. As long as it's the truth, I'm standing on the truth of the word. This is why it's so important for us to be in the word. Because you will know the word and the word will set you free. Because the truth of the word will always set us free. Amen. Free from guilt, condemnation, shame, whatever it is. But we got to stand on the truth and the light of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so Amen. People, even though people have turned from the truth, it should not change who we are. Even though so-and-so may be turning away from the truth, it should not change who you are in Christ Jesus. It should not influence you of who you are, of your identity in Christ. So the Lord is saying today, be watchful. Be watchful. He's giving us this charge. Be watchful. Amen. Preach my good news. Preach the word. Be watchful. Amen. And examine yourself. Amen. And see what you are doing to share the truth and burn. Burn with the light of Jesus. Burn brightly wherever you go. Hallelujah. Fulfill your ministry. Walk in the light. Be kind to the evil one in the love of God. Always in the love of God. Amen. Because the Lord has risen upon you. He has risen. He has brought in the light into your life. Do not allow your light to dim, even for the slightest bit. There's a light, and the light is Jesus, and he has come to shine brightest on darkness into this world. Amen. God is the light of this world, and he has already overcome darkness. And if he has overcome darkness, so can we. Because darkness can never take over the earth. Amen. So the Lord will arise among you, like the prophetic word said, the Lord has arose among you brightly. And we are packed with his grace, church. We are packed with his light. And I'm telling you right now, and we see it today, this nation is suffering and bleeding evil. What are we going to do about it? Don't be afraid. Walk in the light. Walk in the truth of God. Share the truth. Amen. And do it with all the grace that God has given you. Be the light. Amen.
Amen.
I say, amen. Be the light. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.